We're commenting on the section in the Haggadah that says, go and learn, say ulamad. And every word is carefully chosen. What's the idea of go and learn? What do you mean go? That's a very significant thing. The implication is that where you are right now, you can't learn. You've got to go. But what are we talking about? Is that a physical going? Well, it could be. I mean, it contains a lot of implications, if necessary. That too is contained in it. It's interesting how a formulation, a simple formulation of a Torah source, the way it's formulated, contains many, many meanings. That's another aspect of the genius of the Torah sages, that they express themselves in ways that are meaningful on many, many levels. So that too, go. Go and learn. That's a simple a point, that learning is the most important thing, and it's not always available where you are. Well, most people don't have that attitude. Most people will look at it, what's available here in town. If it's comfortable, if it's convenient, if it's good for me, I don't have to go out at a certain time, I don't have to go. They don't want to have to go. But they will go for other things. A person will leave his family. A person will go off for years on business trips. For that, he'll go. So there are different things in life. There are those things in life that a person will go for, and there are those things in life that a person doesn't want to go for. If they're available, fine. If not, not. Unfortunately, what those things are not necessarily always in line with true value. So that what he's telling you is to learn, is that's the kind of thing you should go for. That you shouldn't have the attitude, well, it's just not available around here. That you should seek out. That's one idea. But it also makes sense on a purely psychological, internal. That is, man by nature is a philosopher. That is to say, that even people that claim that they're not interested in ideas and they don't have philosophy, they are philosophers. They're living according to a certain idea of what they should be doing. That's impossible for a person to avoid that. And indeed, if you question a person, they will defend their way of life. They'll defend. Then no one's going to say that it makes no sense, it's stupid, and I just do it. No one's going to say that. However well articulated it is, a person is living according to some sense of what the good is, certainly the pursuit of happiness. He's involved in the pursuit of happiness. So the way he's living his life, the activities, whatever he's doing, it's because he believes it's the right thing to do for him. There's a philosophy there. The only thing is whether that philosophy makes any sense or not. He hasn't examined it. What he means to say is that he's living an unexamined life, as Socrates referred to it, the unexamined life. But it's a program. He's operating in accordance with a program, but he hasn't examined the program. And that's interesting because man has the option to change the program. However, the only way to change the program is through acquisition of a better program. That's the idea of tzei, to go out. That a person has to recognize that the attitudes that they have virtually on any issue, on any question about life, they will have an attitude, but it's not based upon true study. It's not based upon learn. They didn't learn properly. They've absorbed ideas, they have emotions, they have feelings, their influences. There's a bunch of different factors that have come together to formulate a certain view. And people become very comfortable with that. It's their viewpoint. That's how I feel. And in order for a person to gain knowledge, they have to remove themselves from that framework. Say, to go out of that framework. To remove yourself from that subjective framework in which you're following your impulse, your intuition, your impulse, and so on and so forth. But it's not really based upon learning. Yad this holds that in order for man to achieve the objective, he's got to be involved in a process of learning. That is probably the most essential activity. What are you? You're a learner. That's all you could say. That's what a human being is. A human existence is an existence of learning. Now, we're not saying that you deny everything else, obviously. Since it's a human existence and it's in this world, you've got to deal with the realities of this world. No one's denying that. But that is just the framework in which you can function. But the purpose of establishing the framework is so you can engage in your true function, which is to be a learner. That's another idea of Tzeu Lamad. Go and learn. Then you finish doing your work, now go learn.